Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
We always talk about wanting to be great. The world defines greatness differently than the Bible defines greatness. And I just want to be brief this morning and tell my men how to be great. And when you're great in this manner, you can be great in other areas of your life because the Lord will truly bless you. If you can get your Bible, turn with me to Matthew chapter 20. And one of the Lord these, then came to them the mother of Zebedee's children with her son, worshiping him, and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, What wilt thou? She said unto him, Grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on thy left, in thy kingdom. Here we have again, mothers looking after them boys. Mothers looking after those sons, and sometimes we just gotta let them go. But mothers will advocate until the beginning. They kind of look out for her boys. And she said unto him, Grant these that they may sit on my right and one on the left. But Jesus answered her and said, You don't even know what you asked. You know not what you asked. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said unto him, We are able. And he said unto them, You shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with, but to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to him for whom it is prepared of my Father. And when the ten heard it, so it was just these two, and the other ten heard it, they were moved with indignation against the two brothers. They got mad. Brother, big man. Now, how you going to have your mama come up here and say to you, we both be boys, et cetera. Y'all two going to get to the side. How y'all going to do that, man? That ain't right. I don't know how to do that. Ain't right. How y'all going to be like that? Y'all selling out of anything. You know, I mean, it's all, man. I'm going to go sell it to them. You know that ain't right. But Jesus called them unto him and said, Ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your what? Oh, boy. That's a hard stuff right there. I'm talking about true greatness now. Let him be your servant. You see, there's a parallel scripture to that over in Mark chapter 10, verses 35 through 45. But I want you to take a look at Luke chapter 22. Luke 22 and verse 20, beginning at verse 24. And verse 24 of chapter 22 of Luke reads, And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. Say greatest. Yeah, they don't like it. Which one of them would be the greatest? And he said unto them, The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger. Y'all know how y'all make a big brother. Go get me that. You better be able. You better go get it. All right, you know what mama needs. You better go. Mama don't go. I'm going to take care of it. So, yeah, the younger one always running around. Sir, you go do this. Go do that. Go do this. Go do that. So be like the younger. And he that is chief, what? That's he that does what? Serve. You want to be great. All you got to do is serve. No matter what the passion is, I'm not just talking about church. Because I'm getting ready to make it real. The service industry is a hard industry. And church folks, some hard folks to deal with when you're in the service industry. And church say, amen. I'm getting ready to make it point to serve. Y'all know we don't go to eat after church. The server come up. How may I serve you? Boy, look at here. You know we can cut up these. We got to get on there. I got to get everything. But that's all hard. How many of y'all ever waited for you? You really have to go up. I saw one. I mean, and it's a hard job. It is. And it's so demanding. And everybody want it now. I want this. You know, they better go fix my thing. Let me have it. Where the manager at? Come on. I'm being real. And so serving is a hard job, especially in the restaurant industry. How do I know? I managed. I've been there. I started working when I was 15. God have mercy. That was one of the first times. I ain't never had no children. These people bringing their children to the restaurant. They clean it up. It ain't gonna kill. Crumbs all on the floor, table, all the mess. I wonder what that house was. That's what I was serving at age 15. But I still had to clean it up because I was a bus boy. I was serving the servers and cleaning up after them. And at the end of the day, they would tip us out. And when you got tipped out, you go, oh, it's so nice to serve. You know, it's so nice to serve. You get that blessing on the end. You're like, I might bust a little table, still perfect. And you get that right server that you're working for, that tip a little bit more. Oh, you go to like, I want to bust this table. I want to bust this table tonight. And you do an extra good job. You know, hold on, I'm going to sit down. How many of you all got great service when you go get your coffee? How many of y'all expect great service when you go buy them clothes and shoes? So you really tell it's hard, but during Christmas and Thanksgiving time and all that, stores are full. You know, that Black Friday thing, and people standing outside waiting to go in and open the door, they acting a fool, beating up on each other. But who is still there? The person that what? God look at the service. The service is hard. Why? Because, sir, you got to be there. I'll cook in the kitchen. Well, if you wasn't for them prep cooks, you'd be in trouble. Them prep cooks had to be there the whole day in the phone, cutting up and letting, putting everything together. And the food, and I'm guilty of it, I go in there, they don't not make it. You know I need this to cook. What's wrong with y'all? Any kind of way to the people that serve. Whereas if you were just a little nice to them every night, they might make a little bit extra. But not even mean it was something for you. if you were nice to them because they serve. To serve, you have to be there all the time, which is the fourth time in the preparation. I don't know, I'm dating myself, but I love some Dunkin' Donuts. But back in the day, the Dunkin' Donut commercial, lights be off to be dark, and the donut maker, he would be trying to get there, because he had to be there to serve donuts. And everybody looked at him and said, I got to make the donut. He's just as sleepy as all get up, but he's getting there early to roll the dough to do everything. So when you walk through the door, give me 10 of them glaze, give me some of them chocolate sprinkles. You don't know nothing behind the scenes, but the person that's serving you has been there doing all this work. What am I saying? Because Jesus said, if you want to be great, serve. Basketball. And I bring this up because the concept I want to make serving clear. Because serving is giving of yourself to others. Giving of yourself to help others. You know, we always talk about triple double, right? I'm going to have to ask my basketball great folks. Assist is a part of that triple double, isn't it? Assisting is what? Shit. Giving up the ball to somebody else. Giving it up and giving it to them, letting go of yourself. I can make this jump, but I'm going to help somebody else become there. I'm going to give up the ball. I'm going to serve him the ball. And a great coach I knew taught that on many occasions, if you give it up, you'll get it back. If you give up the ball, sometimes you'll get it back. And I had to go do a little research to see who were some of the greatest servers of the basketball. So I'm trying to make it plain. If you want to be great, and I told you, don't go way down the road on me this morning, because God is calling for greatness. God is calling for great men. He's not asking you to be all of that because he can transform you from the inside out. All he wants is a willing vessel to say, I want to be great according to God's standards. Because if you're great according to God's standards, he'll open up doors in the private sector and make you great men. I'm talking about how to be great in every area of your life. God is saying to serve the Lord with gladness. And when you serve him, he said, oh, he's serving me like this in the house, but ain't nobody else. That person over there messing with him on the job, he ain't coming out, but I'm giving some OJT move that person. Oh, next thing you know, oh, coach, your office has been moved. What? Oh, no, we're going to let you go. We're going to take you to the office. We got promotion from not from man, but it comes from God. And God can speak to somebody in a dream and say, you need to make a change. You need to make a change for this man here because he has been faithfully serving me. Serving me to bless me. But I had to look and see who was some of the greatest assists. This man is big. I told y'all not to go down the road. Who do y'all think was number one on the all-time assist? Kidd is number two. David Kidd is number two. I know you know that. Who number one? It surprised me. Because I always hit, you know, LeBron doing all these assists and everything, but what y'all think LeBron? The list I have, you should have left Chris Paul at 9. Isaiah Thomas at 7. Magic is number 5. But when we think of Magic, let me make some bifocals with you right up here this morning. I don't. Oh, he on the list. Number 32. Number 32. But when I saw the list, John Stockton, Jason Kidd, Steve Nash, Mark Jackson, Magic Johnson, Oscar Robertson, Isaiah Thomas, Derrick Henry, Chris Paul, Andre Miller, LeBron James, Rod Strickland, Maurice Duke, Eddie Wilson, Harry Porter, Tim Hardaway, Tony Parker at 20, Rajon Rondo at 24, Westbrook at 36, Wade at 52. I love it when we can have fun. And so, what am I saying? What is it that you want from God? What is it that you want Him to do in your life? How can you serve Him? Who is our example of service? The greatest example of service. When in that hour before he was getting ready to go to the cross, broke bread, and he was with him, and he took a towel and buried himself, and he washed. Yes. He took the lowest position of them all. As an illustration of us, what it is to serve. How many of y'all don't answer this question? You know, outside of coming to church and, you know, doing the foot washing and doing community time, how many of y'all would actually wash somebody? I'm going to get between the toes and the toes. Y'all have to wake y'all up and make it brave. I'm talking about service. It puts it in a different aspect. Because y'all ladies, y'all know y'all go to the place and y'all put y'all foot in that little bowl and let it soak. Y'all let somebody manicure. Y'all get that pedicure, right? And they got that sentiment. But how many of you would actually be down and watch somebody? That's being great. For my young people to really make it plain and to bring it home. How many of you want to be a part of a corporation or an organization? But they won't hire you. You want to know how you can get in? Serve. Volunteer. Volunteer. Go ahead and get on that. Just get in there. What? It'll give you an insight to the organization. Give you insight as to what's going on. And by the way, if you do your work as unto the Lord, you don't have to say one word because they are watching you. They're watching what you do. And if you serve to the utmost, serve in every capacity that you're able to without being told and volunteering and doing the job as unto the Lord, just serving, I guarantee you, when a position becomes available, I don't care about who else applied and everything like that, but guess what? They know you. They know what type of job you do. They know your work ethic. They know your service. They know. And they will say, no, you can go ahead and advertise and do what all you need to do, but here's the person that's going to get that job. Why? Because they have been here serving in a capacity while everybody else was out there. But they could have done the same thing. This person out here served. God says, I'm going to elevate. What you say you've been talking, Pastor, but can you give us a biblical example of somebody who was just serving? Somebody who was just minding their own business, doing what they were instructed to do, and God looked down upon them and said, that's my man. How many of you want God to say, that's my man right there, and I need you to elevate him? How many of you, even now, we in basketball season, we hear the David and Goliath story. Whew, somebody this weekend just became a trivia question. And I still hated for them because they got Goliath was taken down by David. Yes, they all looked at me like, how did they become a trivia question? I'm talking to men today. For $1,000. In the NC double A tournament in 2022, which team became the first team to be beaten by a 16 team? Who is the so that the whole thing there. So service becomes great. How can I get elevated? Over in 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. Because you always hear David getting rid of Goliath. We always hear of David fighting the lion and the bear. We always hear about David who went out and slew all these men and cut off their foreskins and brought them back to the king to marry God. We always hear about that David, who is a man after God's own heart. But how did David get to where he was? How did he get there? How did David become great? 1 Samuel chapter 16 tells this story. You see, the prophet had gone down to find somebody to replace Saul because God needed a new king. And the Lord sent Samuel down there to Jesse. And Samuel had his bottle of oil, and he tried to pour it out on all of Jesse's teeth, except for one, and it all just wouldn't come out. And in verse 7, Samuel said unto Jesse, "Are here all thy children?" And he said, "There remaineth yet the youngest." Y'all remember what I told you about that, to be like the younger one. He said, "Yet the youngest one." But, and I can hear it, and I'm paraphrasing. Samuel, you come in here to anoint somebody. What do you want with my young boy? He don't know a whole lot. He's the youngest. He knew a lot about being pushed around, I do believe. He knew a lot about having to go get this and go get that. But he said, "There remains yet the youngest, and the soul." What do you want with keep the sheep? And Samuel said unto Jesse, "Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down." See, the man of God needs something. And he said, "You need to go get him. We ain't going to sit down till he comes." Talking about how to be great no matter what you do. Here is a little boy, the youngest of them all, out keeping the sheep. That was a dirty job. Nobody really wanted to do it. Shepherds were not revered as great people. They were out there in the cold, in the rain, in the heat, in the mud, in the dirt, just taking care of the sheep, doing a job that nobody really wanted to do. But yet they were serving, because when somebody wanted to make a nice jacket, they wanted some wool or something like that, but they had to keep the sheep. And so there he was. And you say, "Why am I bringing up this?" Because now we have this man, a young boy, doing nothing but keeping sheep. See, I might only be just doing this small thing for God. I may only be doing this for the Lord. But no matter what you do, do it as unto the Lord and serve him with all gladness. Because this is an example to show you that he was doing what his father instructed him to do. And he was shepherding the sheep. And he came and the oil flowed upon him and he was anointed to be king. Now, it took him a while to move through that process to become king, but he was anointed from that day forward, meaning he was the king of Israel. He was the king of Israel because he was serving in his appointed place at the proper time. And he was on time and on point and on business. Somebody needs to say amen. See, man, I'm telling you, if you're on time and on point for God, he'll elevate you wherever you need to be. So now here we have a young boy who was elevated to king because he served. David became the greatest king in Israel. He is a likeness of our Lord and Jesus Christ. I want to see how good God is. David was a shepherd and became king of Israel. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the greatest shepherd of all time, and he's a king over everything. So you see that likeness there. So if you want to be great, if you want your name to be revered, if you want your name to be remembered, just serve. You say, well, Pastor, how can I serve? God has given everybody a spiritual gift. Do you know what your spiritual gift is? Are you utilizing your spiritual gift, or are you sitting down on it? Because if you're sitting down on it, God may be sitting down on your blessing. God may be sitting down on opening those doors that you want him to open because you refuse. I'm not going to tell you service is easy. Service is hard. Being in the military requires service. Can I get some of my veterans to say amen? When y'all see a veteran and you say thank you for your service, I want you to understand that they had to be up before 4 in the morning sometimes. Running 5 and 6 miles, learning how to do things. And the saying is, in the army, we do most by 6 a.m. than most people do all day long. And that's all service. We didn't let the rain stop us. It didn't rain in the army. It rained on the army. We didn't let hard times stop us. We didn't even let sickness stop us. We talk about being a soldier in the army of the Lord's service. Even when you were sick, you had to fall in to formation. You had to ask permission to go to the doctor. I'm talking about service. Y'all don't understand. You had to get up early. And the company commandment, all of them, the first time, they fall in. And you had to fall in. And then they had to say, anybody going to sick call, fall out. You had to fall in just to fall out. Somebody say, I need you to fall in to service. I need you to fall into doing what I called you to do, because once you do that, the sky is the things that I will do for you. You say, how can I serve? We need some ushers and greeters, some audio and video techniques. We need some choir members. Yes, without part of me singing, we need some choir members, outreach workers, administrators, children, and youth leaders. The Lord needs. And the Lord desires men to be in some of those positions. The Lord is calling you to serve. We need some deacons. I need some nursery workers. We need some kitchen workers. We need some soldiers in the Lord's army. Are you ready to serve? Are you ready to be great? And as you can see, David served, and he became great. Moses served. He led the children throughout the wilderness. All I'm saying is that the Lord is calling. The Lord is looking for you. The Bible is just not a book of stories. These are real-world situations that happen. When you look throughout the Bible, Noah, great man. Abraham, great man. Isaac, Jacob, Paul, Peter. All these men, David, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and that bad Negro, all of them were great men, and they did. any great exploit for God. Why? Because they were serving Him. And all their names are written in history. The greatest of all of them is Jesus. And He served. He was equal with God. He was and is God. But He hung on a cross. He served His Father to death so that you and I can have life. So Jesus had the mind of a servant. As we stand to our feet, we often say, let this mind that was in Christ be in you. Do you have a service mind? Do you have a servant heart? Then God is calling us to serve.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan, you are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.